In his 2014-2015 budget proposal, Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker called on the city council to address the deficit the city's golf courses are facing. In the past, the program has not required any public funding. But the Florida-based consulting firm National Golf Foundation found in a recent study that the city's program was no longer sustainable. Consultants suggested a number of options, including closing down the Rose Park Golf Course. Art Raymond is a spokesman for Mayor Becker.
We have a very wide range of potential possibilities that really go from closures, certainly, to finding efficiencies, to making more investment in the system, and kind of everything in between.
David Terry is director of Salt Lake City's golf program. He says golf courses provide value beyond that of the bottom line that people aren't seeing, noting that less than half of the $800 million golf brings to the state every year comes from user fees. The rest of the economic impact is secondary. Terry says golf courses in Salt Lake City indirectly pump more than $20 million into the economy.
And we just want to make sure that government entities are looking at the big picture when they make these decisions, no different than they would funding a recreation program for kids or adults or parks or any other organization or operation within their city that may not be self-sustaining, but that provides a bigger picture economic benefit for the city directly and indirectly.
Art Raymond says the administration plans to work with the council in the coming weeks to ensure the courses continue to be self-sustaining. Whitney Evans, KUER News.